Rishami Brachas Daf Lamed Dalid. The Gemara continues with the discussion of an Avel Nogea to, yesterday was the Suda of an Avel or an Onain, and now it's discussing different Minhagim Nogea to drinking wine for an Avel during the week of Shiva. Gemara discussed on top of Lamed Dalid. Tani Belunten Abraisa. Asara koso shosim abeis avil. 10 cups of wine they used to drink in the base avil when they had the sudas avro. Now, this is based upon a Gemara in Ksuvis. The Haredim brings down the Gemara in Ksuvis and Navchesa Mebeis. Talks about that there was 10, cups that they agreed to, that they drank. And we're going to explain what the 10 cups were for. The initial cups that they drank, we'll see, was the all in Yanei Suda, for the purpose of Suda. So the Gemara says, what were the 10 cups? Shnayim lefnei hamazon, 2 before the meal. And here the meal, before the meal, apologize, the Rashmi Salua says that it was gave iftoa kaspenei yamayim, to create, in the beginning when they had the first Suda, the appetizer, was to create a longing for the meal. It was to whet the appetite. Misha b'sof ha-mazon, 5 during the meal itself, and shlosha akar ha-mazon, 3 after the meal. Ilu shlosha akar ha-mazon, the 3 that were after the meal, Mara says, what was the idea of the 3 after the meal? We understand during the meal was for the purpose of digestion purposes and for the purpose of creating an appetite. But what was the idea of afterwards? So it says, Mara says, akama echel b'chaz ha-mazon, one was for benching, one was for Gemilas Chasadim, which the Bnei Moshe says, those who the Menachem Avol, those who came to do Chesed, this would be a reward for them for doing so. To the Rosh Hashanah talks about they would mention during benching, they would mention a special bracha for them for what the Chesed that they did for helping. One for the Avelim that came for the Menachem Avol. So these were the extra 3. Because Yemeshav Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel died. Hosifu Lemon of Shlosha, they added 3 more cups of wine. Echa Lechazen HaKnesses. One is for the Chazen. Chazen HaKnesses was the Shamish. They used to call the people, says the Rosh Mislow, the Shamish to get people to do call to do mitzvah. They were the ones who used to get people to come. The Tzarchi HaTzibur. The Bnei Moshe's Lashon is that the chazan means if he saw she was asking him mesim v'shat tzarchi tzibur. These people that involve themselves during for tzarchi tzibur. So the chazan haknesses echad rosh haknesses. One is for the head of the knesses. One is for the leader, the dayan. Says the Rosh Slo, that the person is the dayan. And finally, the third one was echad of Shimon Gamliel. One is for Shimon Gamliel. What was the idea of Shimon Gamliel? So here the Gemara discusses, the Gemara Mesuvis discusses. Many have the Girsa, the way the Shina Nuskos has, it's not Shimon Gamliel, but it's Rav Gamliel himself. What was the reason why they did this? Because he said, the Moshe brings down, that beginning they used to have, people would buy for Tachrichim, very expensive materials for Tachrichim. And the poor people could not afford it. They were so embarrassed that they couldn't afford the proper cover tachrichim for their mishpacha, for their mason. So they would leave the mason in the street and leave them and run away. And this way they would be on the tzibah, the chavadish of the tzibah would have to bury them. They would bury them the proper way. So this was done in a way, because in a way they felt it was better to abandon them and let them at least be buried properly by the tzibur than for themselves to do it and not be able to do it properly. But then Rav Gamliel came, and he was mitzave those that were going to bury him after he dies, to bury him in the simple, most inexpensive linen garments, the way we do it today. And when Rav Gamliel did that, people realized that this is the correct way to do it, and that if he could do it, it's good for him, it's good for everybody else. If it saved people a tremendous amount of money burying the dead. So in Mela, people stopped leaving their mason for others to do. And for that, they were covered with Gamliel. They added another cup of wine to be drunk at a Sudas Avelim in a way, sort of appreciation for Gamliel, for what he had done, the chesed that he had done for those other mason, for those of the Mesim. Zichron Tov lo, Shenoah Gazman. This was the, remember him as Zichron Tov, as a good way to remember him. Then when it says, when they see all these different cups of wine, the people based on saw that people were coming, drinking, getting coming to a base of Ela for the Asura Sabra, and drinking so much wine, 10 cups and then 3 cups afterwards, that they would get drunk. They realize that they have to stop it, Gozer Ba'olayam, then it goes around them, to stop it, and the extra cups of Chsiru L'mekoma, return them to the place. What exactly does Chsiru L'mekoma mean? So again, there's a machlokes, the way to read the Mefarshim here. The Haredim brings down a Pirush Mordechai B'moed Katan. That means Shebutl Magamre, that they were mavatal all the, no drinking wine at all during the Asuras Havra. And it was only, they only allowed, and this is what he quotes, the Lashon of the Rambam, they chose Elamiyad Dishros HaMaykel Revech. They can't have anything else for any Hano or any other purpose except just to be able to go ahead and to absorb your food, to swallow your food, to digest your food. Otherwise, they would not allow to, beyond that, there was no other wine that was allowed. However, the Rosh Misalu and others learned that it doesn't mean that they were mevatel everything, only mevatel the 3 extra ones that they added on later. But Hichziru L'mekoma means it went back to the original 10 cups that were masakin originally. They went back to that, but not that there was. So Machlok asks whether, 2 ways to learn the Gemara, did they go back to have no wine at all except just for the sake of helping for digestion, or did they go back to the original 10 cups that were just mevatel the extra ones? Gemara continues in next sugya. Mara talks about what's the halacha koyen mashi tam lekvod rabo. A koyen, we know, is allowed to be tam lezayin krovim. What about his rebbe? And we had said before that a rebbe is like a son, like a father. A person could go and makabel tanhumim and have a suda savra for a rebbe because a rebbe was like a father. So the Gemara wants to know the halacha of a koyen being metame, can he be metame for a rebbe as well? That applies. So, Balka Kenim Tame, we consider that as a the Gemara is going to discuss the idea of, is a Rebbe considered a relative or not? Of course, we're talking about a Rebbe Muvik. A Rebbe Muvik is different than a regular Rebbe. A Rebbe Muvik, you have to take Kriya for and all the other things. And the question is, therefore, how far do we go when we say that a Rebbe is like a father or even greater than a father? How much did we say that you have to do? Then we had discussed yesterday, and 2 days ago, the Gemara brought down the reason for why a Rebbe is like a father. Where it says, Shnat Alohanecha, it's considered a Talmidim. Talmud looks at it like a Rebbe, like his father. And the other Madrashas that the Gemara had at the time. So, Mamela, therefore, it is a connection there. The Gemara wants to know how far do we go by a Kohen to be able to go ahead and to do so. And the Gemara has a number of questions coming up tomorrow's daf and the day afterwards. Okay, to other things about a Kohen, whether he's allowed to metame for a Nasi, for a Manig Yisrael, for other people, whether it's considered the halacha of how far a Kohen can do with Gabi, other halachas that we now, a person is mechuyev to make vatal Talmud Torah for, and have to go be involved in Kfuras Hameis, you have to stop what you're doing for a Nasi, for a Melech, etc. Does a Kohen have the same din that he's mechuyev to metame as well for the same law? That's the Gemara Shaili here, Nogeya to a din of a Kohen. So the Gemara says as follows. Gemara brings a Maisa to try to approve this Shaila. Rav Yanai is a Ire de Mach Chomor. Rav Yanai, it was a Kohen. Rav Yanai is a Ire, was a Kohen. And he lost his father-in-law. His father-in-law was also his Rebbe. Avichama Baroi Rebbe. He was his Rebbe and he was his father-in-law. So two aspects here that we should have Lechera be able to mitame. Number one, the father-in-law was like a father, and therefore the din of Mesfara that you would have to go be metame from him as well. That the metame from him as well. That the therefore it would be and also the fact he was his rebbe. Both aspects of it. Now the gay to whether the father-in-law, interesting the shayla halacha that the whether if for a father-in-law, what's the halacha? We know that a person has certain halachas of a father. You have to mechabed your father like your father-in-law. Your father-in-law should be like your father. But what about being metame for a mace? You mechuyev to bury him. What about a koye? Can a koye be metame for a father-in-law like he would be for his own father? So that's a shayla in the Gemara discussion. The Gemara seems to assume that that's not a shayla. The Gemara's only shayla is nogeya to a father-in-law. The Gemara doesn't explain why. Shalom of Yosi. They asked Rav Yosi, he asked Rav Yanai Zera asked Rav Yossi Shaila whether he should be Tami for following a father. So Gemara says that Gemara says, when did he aser? Now we'll see, what did he aser? We'll see in a moment, first explain what he asered. Gemara says, Shamar Rakai heard this ruling, and he said, Yitamalo Tamidam, is Tamidam should be Matami. In other words, the question is, the Gabi of father-in-law, it seems that was not the Shaila. He knew that you could not do it for a father-in-law. He's not one of the Zion Krovim. But the Gabi of Rebbe, that he wasn't sure, so he asked the Shaila, and he passed, now look, he should not. You should not, you can't be Matami. So you can't be Matami. So the reason why, because we know that there's a din of, we'll see what the reason for the machlokes is, and Rav Achai said, you shouldn't be Tami. What's the base of this machlokes? Machlokes is whether that we know there's a mitzvah saseh, a person that claims Matami is Mavatel mitzvah saseh, and he remained kadosh, and he should be only Yatami Ba'amma, but it's an asay and a low saseh. So he should not be able to be Tami. However, the gay to a Rebbe, so therefore he says it's a suffik, but a Rebbe, therefore Sheval Tasa, better you don't do anything. That's why he paskin that you should not do it. Rav Achai, he held that a Kohen should do it. That for a Rebbe is like a father, and therefore there is, it's just like a father, there's no Shaila. So too, there's Aloch of as well. So you don't say that, Rebbe, you don't do because he's, as the Marshal is, a Sheval Tasa is different. Because over here, you have to vaday. And look, and we also pshita later, Rabbi says the Haredim. Of course you have to miss out, because halacha is, it's either Mara as a boy law. If she does Mara, halacha lemaisa, the Rambam, the Rabban, the Rosh, you know, those Tumah Paskin, says the Haredim, that it's a boy law. If she does, we never really will push it shine in the Gemara. And therefore, we pass on halacha, you can't be matan because of Shevna al-Tasa. But Rav Achai's thing was, Patu, you can't be matan. Your father's like, a Rebbe's like a father. And just like for a father, you can do so. We don't say Sheva Al Tasa, so we don't say Sheva Al Tasa here. In the same way, you're mechuyev to do it. Again, as long as it's your Rebbe Muvik, that would be the halacha that you would have to do it. So the Gemara says, another mice, Rav Yossi Nitmula Tamida, Rav Yossi, when he died, his Tamidim, even the ones that are Kohanim, Moma Tamidim, him, and they ate and they drank wine. And those, again, what they do, they drank, which normally an Oinen cannot do, as we said. So they did seem to be a stira. They were noyeg avelus, they were matame, but they ate, yet they ate basav yayin, shasi yayin. Amalei Rav Yamanu said to them, chadim etat lo ba'atun l'chun. One of the two things you cannot do, you're over an iser, you're manafshak, you're over something. Im avilim atem, if you taka avelim, and that's why you were noyeg, you went to matame, because you're avelim, the lama chalta must be yasim adam, why did you drink wine, eat wine, you should be yasir, to do it, knowing it's yasir. Im atem asal, but you're not being on it, lama dut mesim. If you don't consider you're not, that's why you ate and you drank, then you should, then why were you matame? Then you're not, you were violating the nis of the Torah, that a koyim is matame. You're not to be matame. So so Mela, it was like, the boy, the shayla, the Gemara has no answer to the shayla. As mentioned, the Haredim mentions, and we are Sheval Tasa, and therefore we say you should not do so. But at the same time, we're not matar, as we said in the other day, basav yayin. We're not masa, but mata, basav yayin. Right? Therefore, the other said, you should not to be able to do so. Therefore, he told him what you did was incorrect. So, therefore, but halacha l'maisa, he was not pushy. He just said to him, man of shak, you did one of two things wrong. Which one of the, either way, you did something wrong, but he didn't tell him what the halacha l'maisa was. What's talking about a kohen going ahead being matame himself with a mace for the Torah, for lima Torah? Now, what does lima Torah mean over here? So again, there are different negirsos. Lima Torah, the same Moshe said the kavod Torah means lima Torah. Lima Torah took lava makom tuma. We're talking about a case where they quote the Nazi, the Gemara says, clearly there's Mufur's Talmud Torah. The Gemara Shaila is, the Haredim has a different shot, that but the Pnei Moshe learns and the other Mufurshim learn. What this means is that Kohen, in order to be able to go learn, let's say going to a place where there's the Rebbe is teaching Torah, but it's a, and if not, you don't go there, you're going to miss the Shir, you're going to miss learning, but there's a mace there. So do we say that going for Torah supersedes, overrides the fact that you are becoming Tameh, and therefore you can go learn Torah. Well, we say no, you can't. Now the Ma'aseh Moshiach that we're saying over here is we're not talking about a deraisa to get Tameh, because of course you can't do it. You never violate a deraisa to go learn Torah. But you came in Mechal Shabbos to go learn Torah if your Rebbe is a chutzal tchum, that you can't do. So the idea is that it's a din derabbanan, tumah derabbanan, and the question of tumah derabbanan, can you violate a tumah derabbanan to do so? Now, Lamai said there are some of Farshim learn that it's referring to the Gemara in the Bavli, the Gemara Shabbos, even by a deraisa level. But the Pashas of the Gemara here, according to some of the Farshim, is the Shabbos only on the derabbanan de ketumah. Whether we could say that you can mevatel liman ha-Torah, mevatel tumas meis for liman ha-Torah. So the Gemara brings a maisa and tries to refer to this shayla. Gemara says, Yosi Yavi Yosi Masne. Yosi was once sitting in Bishul and learning, and he was teaching his Talmidim. Va'oyel Misa, and he realized that a mace was there, he used to bring the mace into the Shul for Hespit. So they were sitting and learning in their base of Knesset, the base of Medrash. And then he brought a mace into the building. So the question is, what to do? So should they leave or not? Man, enough. There was a group that left because the group of Kohanim left because a mace was coming in, and a group that didn't, a Kohanim that stayed. So what's the halacha? Who was correct? Man, the group that he left, he didn't say anything to them. It was mashma that what they did was correct. Yet him in the yosefle lo meklum, and the group that stayed, he didn't say anything to them. So Lemaisa, both of them can't be right. Which one is right? Was he quiet by both? Why did he criticize one of the groups to do that? The answer is because obviously it was Basafik. Same as we said before, it was a Safik. He didn't know what the halacha was, whether you're Maktabing or not. So those, therefore, Masafkalei says the Pnei Moshe, Mutalat Mos B'Shulim and Atayra. He wasn't sure. So therefore he said, he didn't criticize those who left. But maybe that's halacha, and he didn't criticize those who stayed. Maybe the locals they could stay. And there are a lot of them are matame for the purpose of Talmud Torah. So Mamela, therefore, he did not criticize either side. Mura says, my father was a kohen, would not pass under the kippah of Kisron, the archway of Kisron, of Sisron. Why? Because on the way to go into Beis Medrash, it was the way to go was passing this archway. It was the way to go, the straight line, straight path to go. But if you go there, it would be metame, go under the arch, you'd be coming to Tumas Oil Vase. And therefore, he avoided going. Rav Ami was a Kohen as well. He went under there. He wasn't. And I was at the, so what is the Shaila? What's the Machlokes? So Machlokes seems to be the same idea. Do we say that Kohen Rav Ami held that there was a mace under this kippah, says the Pnei Moshe, and he couldn't go there, so he stayed away. He didn't go that way because he held that Torah, can't keep it mitame for Torah. Rav Ami went because he held, on his side was, he held that you can't be mitame for Torah. And therefore, so that's why he went. That's why he went in. So the Gemara wants to know the basis of this machlokes. So Gemara says there was a similar maisa of the same idea, and we tried to understand machlokes there as well. Chizkiah Rav Koyin and Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Chizkiah Rav Koyin, the three of them, Talmi Ilan Belusa the Sipur. They once walking together through the streets, the plazas of Tzipor. Well, he the keeper that came to the keeper through the archway. Again, the same idea where there was a mason under there, potentially a mason under there, a Pirush Rebbe Mekoyin. And Rebbe Koyin separated from the group because he held that a Koyin can't be Matame for Torah, even though they were sitting there, they were walking and talking Torah. But Egil and Makam Torah, when he came to Makam Torah, he went back to join them. And Amalei said to them, I asked him, so tell me, what did I miss? I obviously you're walking the whole time, you're learning Torah. So what did I miss during my absence? He was there. So Rashi, the Pnei Moshe says, why was he Pirush? May I tell you, because that's the Noya Oiskim, the Ritorah, show my Askan. He wanted to know, what did I miss? You were talking and learning while I was gone. I had to leave because the fact that it was, because I was a kohen, I had to, couldn't go underneath the thing. But now I want to know what happens. I'm Rav Kiskio, kind of a straight answer, stage response. I'm Rav Kiskio, Rav Yaakov Baracha Lo Teimen Lo Klum. Don't tell him anything. Don't tell him what we spoke. The shaila is, what's going on? Why would he tell him that? Why did he tell him that? Why not tell him? Why did he keep it from him? The only reason why he separated was because it was a shaila of being metame. So Mar says, "Yeah, Mishum the Boyle Mishum was maybe the reason why he Kiskio didn't want to tell him because why he felt the Mishum the Paris. Maybe he shouldn't have separated. He shouldn't have separated. You know, the Tama Torah. Because we're middle of talking Torah, and you walked away when we're learning. You shouldn't have done that. You should have continued the learning. You know, you're Matame, because that's who you yelled. Yelled that the halacha is that you that it's Mavatal Torah. That Torah is Mavatal Tatuma. When I says Liyada, but we don't know." That maybe Amos from to me, maybe the Chizkio was Mike, maybe he was upset because David Tyson. No, he felt that he did correct what he did yet to call the car and walked away. He was right that he didn't go. But since now the Tyson, they were in the middle of a sugya, Layadin. He didn't know what to do, which, you know, they could start again from the beginning. He was in the middle of a discussion. He built a Torah to start again. Right, so therefore he didn't want to. The start again. So Moshe Liyada. We don't know what the basis of his keshben was. What's the reason why he separated? And therefore, where it says to Tyson, the Rashi Meslu explains, "Of kolam ha'poikas v'nimah shalhim to das madaitim v'shem to malov." He didn't want to ask a shayla. He just went ahead without an impulse. He just right away separated from them and walked around the archway. So because he wasn't allowed to do it, but he should have stopped and asked them before I do it. Instead of missing Torah, he should ask them, "Am I allowed to do this or not?" So the fact that he didn't was like impetuous, and therefore he didn't want to go ahead and say, "Don't tell him over what he missed." But he acted incorrectly. The Kredim says like the second pshat makasam like make sure you dava amalak dava arith was a middle of a big sugya to rechala and middle salaks on the rosh. It's too much of a tircha to go back to begin the discussion. I'm aside the random makasam that you can listen from now on to the rest of the conversation, but it's too complicated and too long and too drawn out to go back and start saying over the whole thing again. That you can't do. So therefore, again, when we see masufik, what was the reason why it was stopping? And and therefore he didn't tell him, and therefore the Maharis, you see the halacha lemaisa, whether a kohen is matame himself a tama Torah, another case that Maharis brought again a similar psak halacha that we're not sure the halacha and therefore sheva al tasa. Okay, Maharis discusses another halacha like a kohen. Tell him we learn about matame kohen yotzei chutz laaretz. A kohen can matame by going chutz laaretz. Now we know, what does that mean? We know that Kohen and Eretz Yisrael, where they're nizer on Tumah, they mark off all the graves where people buried to make sure so that people aren't Matame. So if you could be, a Kohen could protect himself to remain Torah. But in Chutz Laaretz, where they used to just bury people without any markers, it's Makabel Tumah. You could just be walking over bones, over remnants of bodies. And therefore you'd be considered Tumas Eretz Ami, you'd be considered Tame. So Mela, therefore a Kohen should not leave Eretz Yisrael, even the Rabbanah for sure not, maybe even at the Raisa level, because then our question is, you're going to become a Tameh. So therefore, there's the halakha is that's why a Kohen should not do so, and therefore we say a Kohen should not leave Eretz Yisrael unless for specific reasons that the Gemara is going to outline. This applies in time of Chazal, in time of halakhas when they used to go ahead and bury people in such a way, but today neither in Chutz Laaretz nor in Eretz Yisrael do we mark off the graves, because since there's no Tumah v'Tayriya per se, so we're not so careful in that. We were nizer for that for so many years already. Therefore, there's no halakha today because of leaving Eretz Yisrael, because the same halakha applies. I've been mitame chutz laaretz like it is in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Follow." The Gemara says, "Is a kohen madam kohen yotzei chutz? You allowed to go out only dinim amunus for financial cases, dinim nefashos, kiddush hakodesh to mesanctify the month, or ibur hashana to ulo hatzel sadem and agoy. You have a goy that's taking over a field, and they're taking a goyim are taking over your possession, your own land in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have Kshimim Chutz Lovers, I mean, and the Goyim are taking it away, they're forcing you to take it away. So you go there, protect your land. That you could do. I feel leader. Mara says, even if he wants to go ahead and not directly. Again, what does leader mean? So again, then Pnei Moshe learns that No, it's not that you know for sure you could go ahead and save it and get the Goyim to not to take the land. But even if you're not able to, even if you're not able to stop it, but you just have some kind of proof, you have claim, you have something you can go to court for, even if you're not necessarily guaranteed that you're going to win. So when I say is that you go to, well, you're allowed to go ahead and go defend it the best way you can in court, even if you don't have any guarantee that you're going to win the case. It's not so 100% clear that you're able to do so. So the Gemara says you're going to the Goy Shakos. There's no guarantee you're going to win, but you're still allowed to go ahead. Limitav Lizisha. You gotta go out for the Torah. If you have a place where to learn, you can't go mitame because you can learn the chutzot. You don't have to go out. You shouldn't go out for that. If you have a place, you can still be mitame. Not everyone can learn. But in other words, you can have yeshivas there. You can have many great people, but you have your rebbe in Chutz Laaretz. You have somebody that you can, not everyone can teach. Not everyone could be ready to have talmidim. So therefore, if you said on Yosef HaKohen, Shemitami Yotzi Akal Rabba Letzidon, he needs to go ahead. I mean, Mitami himself Akal Rabba Letzidon, because that's where his Rebbe was. When it says again, even though he didn't have to, there were other people who could teach him, there were other people around. But Lamaisa, since that's your Rebbe, and that your luck is, we allow you to go ahead, even to Mitami, in order to be able to go ahead and to continue to learn Torah, continue to do this, you'll go, even though there are other people around, but you'll be able to learn better this way. Because you're allowed to do that, right? Even though it's like this particular teacher that's yours, that you have a success with, that you had a successful tenure with him, and now he's in Eretz Yisrael, you want to go to him, even though there are other people next to you. Because you're allowed to go, because it's a strong bond that you have. In idea of Limud HaTorah, therefore you're allowed to go even to Matame according to many the Raistic level of Tumah. Okay, so Gemara says therefore that's Isha. So what do you see from here? When you see over here that there were halach would be there, therefore what's halach of our case? Gemara says that we say that a Kohen could go get married is a Yaitze Kohen Chutz La'aretz Elam Kein Eftich L'Isha. But for that he shouldn't go unless he's guaranteed not to go into date, not to go into try to find something, but only where you have already a date is a commitment. Then the particular situation, then you could go into. Otherwise, you can't leave Stam in the Veltarine to get married. Leave Eretz Yisrael when there's no guarantee that any better there than it is where you are. You can't. But if it's something like Maisa, there's somebody specific that's set aside, that's very appropriate, then the luck would be you'd be able to do that. You'd be able to do when you're in Eretz Yisrael. You'd be able to go ahead and do that because there's a heter for that purpose for you to go out and to be able to go to protect yourself, to protect, do what you have to do. So Gemara says like this. Gemara says that the So a person should go. He himself went out to Chutz La'aretz because he had his rebbe. So he went out at Sidon, even though the were the teachers in Israel. He went out because his rebbe was there. So the Gemara says, what about the halacha of a kohen? That we said, but kohen being able to go out. So again, we said not stam to go out just for the sake of it, for an idea. If there's something specific, somebody in mind specific that's being set aside, that would be something different. That we would allow you to go ahead and do that. Again, is it only by Kohanim, by other Kohanim, even non-Kohanim? Many, many poskim say that non-Kohanim, there's a halacha that one is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael without any problem for anything else besides that idea of Tikkun Lishah. If it's a non-Kohen, you can't. If it's a Kohen, there's a Shalav Tumah, if only with limitations. What about a Kohen going ahead to be Tomei? Can he go ahead to Mesamei Tumas Kanan? What does that mean to be Dukhanik? Which means he's in a place, and there's a... it comes to a place where he's going to Dukhan, but there are people there that metame. So what's the metame called Yisur Kapayim? You go in there, there'll be a mace there. You're going in there, you won't be able to metame. But you're going into Dukan. Dukan's a mitzvah. Are you allowed to go in for the sake of Nesias Kapayim? Moses says, Magbilo, Magbilo was the brother of Rabbi Kohen, he came from Yosef Baruch, Mitam Lekon, he says, Shai, Menel Kohen, Zer Kap, was all about the Kohen, the Medukening, but welcome me as to Mitam Meh, Shama Bicho, Yakim, Yomar, Raka, and said, Amar, he said, that we said, I never said anything. He quoted me, I never said it. Chaza Amar, number one, Gemara says it was a mistake. What Dumlo Shmi Allah Kivan Damar by Yehuda by Pasim Shem Rav Elazar? Heard in the name of Yehuda by Pasim Shem Rav Elazar. Kol Kanchu Amir Beisak Nesas. Vei Nu Noisi Es Kapok. Over Bi Asay. So we see that not doing it is actually over in Asay if you don't do it. So Mameila, that is your responsibility to if not, you're over in Asay. But some Mameima, Shemitz Asay, Doka Lotz Asay. And Magbilo thought that maybe a Mitzah Asay is Doka Lotz Asay. And therefore you're able to do it. I never told him anything. I see no Vianalakun, go bring him here and I'm going to go ahead and give him Malkus. In other words, he quoted Alok in my name. I never said that you can. I never said. I just said to him that there is it's a Shaila, a complicated Shaila, but Kasei Dokol Lo Sasei, a Mitzah Sei Dokol Mitzah Lo Sasei. Therefore, you would say maybe you can. Yet the Gemara comes out that no, that you lo him to the klump. He must have never told him anything about this. And Gemara says, I see the link, bring him in, I'll tell him, bring him out of Malkus that he's telling the truth. He's not quoting me properly. So I never said, I never spoke about that particular case. And therefore, you're misquoting me improperly. Therefore, you should be able to be Zerka to be put to death for something of that nature. Of Paschal, you at least get Malkus, some say even more than that, to be able to say Paschal something in the name incorrectly. Rabbi was sitting and teaching Torah to his students in Kishna. It was an open courtyard in the Beit Knesset of Kishna. There was a mason in the building. There was a mason in the shul building when this was going on. He was out there learning outside. And he was going to learn, and they found out that there was a mason there. So what's the halacha? Mara says, "Ana anti the seis kapayim." Time came for dokening, lo shilamene. But the kohanim didn't ask him whether they should leave the shul or not. You know, they're in the shul, they hear the shir outside, the shul's attached to it. They have maces in the shul. Should they say, should they go into the shul and doken, or should they not? He didn't tell them. Ana anti the mikulei. Eventually, the time came for eating. The time was a set time of day that they used to, Dominicum and the Bnei Torah used to eat. So Gemara says, so the Kishalei asked him, what's the halacha? Is he allowed to or not? So Gemara said, Malay, and I said, Kapayim, Mitzvah Kashalton, and he criticized him. On Dukening, you're asking me that the only, you don't ask me whether you can go in, you might not even tell me for that. Well, the Mikhlei, Shalom, is that, but God, but you're eating, you're asking me? Keep in the Shalom, I know what's in there. You should have asked me before that you have a Shalom of a Mesa. Yeah, the question is, can you Duken or not? That's a lumdish halachic shaila, but that you don't ask me. You took it for granted. You only asked me the second shaila. You asked me shaila mitzvah. You asked me the gabi eating. That's what you asked me for. So Gemara says, given the shaila, when it is called the kach shavik kamek garak. When they heard that, each student went ahead and was embarrassed and went back to learn. In other words, when he asked him, he put them on the spot, and he said to him, "You assuming that you're not matame." Because Kohanim is you're not Matame. It's not true. We said you are Mechoyev, and you wouldn't even consider Matame. So Mela, therefore, what you're doing, Kashav Kamash, and now they want to eat, and now that you can't go, criticize them. So what did they do? Kochav Hashav Kamav Yavar. Each one went ahead and was embarrassed and went ahead and ran back to the learning. What does that mean? So again, the different opinions see how to read the Pashup Shah and the Gemara. Because they stopped. So the Pesach said, "Yechali satuma alem and come alem and yechila b'shvil to see his kapayim lo shiltam." They were somebody kolecha v'yecha barak liyotzim and kesav liyichol. They all left the shul to go and eat. No, they knew they wouldn't be able to go in there to eat, but they were embarrassed by the way he confronted them. But so Mela, they each left to go eat. The question is, what is the halacha l'maisa? Again, he had the same halacha as the Gemara doesn't seem to come out. The Gemara is unsure. Seems to have a suffix whether it would be permitted or not. So that's why the Talmidim asked him each way. So they should have. They didn't know which way to go. So they took one place. They took them without and the other place they didn't. So the question was that they wanted to know: is there anything to be makel on the one? The case that the Momak Miron is there anything to be makel? So Gemara says that Gemara says there was no anything to be makel. What's the halacha? Gemara says that the that since we say that you asked incorrectly, Mameli told them, Gifa, go out. And they each went out on their own, went out, which means they were embarrassed to go out, set aside as a cassette group of when the time should be. But rather, each one went Lamaisa, went for himself, each one left themselves to go and went back to do their learning without the shaila of whether they were allowed to go in or not, without being mevatel din tuma. They walked away from the shaila because they saw that it was very, very heated discussion. We'll stop over here.